This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered for this Friday. Today is the 19th of February, and great news to open the show. Parler is now back. They said they were back. First, they said they'd be back 2 Mondays ago, and the whole week went by, and they weren't back, so that had me really worried. Then they said they were back on Monday. They were up this past Monday, 5 days ago, and for the entire past 5 days, every time I go on Parler.com or my Parler app on my phone, it doesn't work. Cannot get on. And I thought either they're not back, something's wrong, or maybe I'm doing something wrong, but I was definitely very worried. Well, moments ago, literally like 3 minutes ago before the show begins, I go look at Parler.com and my account's back again. I've got 95,000 fans. I had 96 before. Somehow I lost 1,000, but I'm not complaining. And it's up, and I put a tweet up, a tweet, that's a bad word, right? We don't use that word anymore, no more tweets. I put a parlay up, that's what they call a parlor post, a parlay. I put a post up, and it appeared, it works, yay! And then I went to my phone, and the app works, yay! Everything's working again, it's great! Great news, glad to be back, thank God. Parler is back, that gives me a whole new audience again. All right. I put out a statement today about Rush Limbaugh's death, and it's being sent around to conservative media by my PR firm, and hopefully I'll be able to talk about this a little bit more next week, but I wanted you to hear it. Rush Limbaugh's death was devastating to me. Rush meant everything to conservative patriots and the silent majority. He also meant everything to me personally. He was my hero and mentor. He's the reason I made an unheard-of career move. I was the most successful high-profile CEO in the sports gambling world in the 1990s, and the media dubbed me the king of Vegas sports gambling. But what no one knew about me was my passion in life was conservative politics. I listened to Rush as often as a busy CEO could. I loved every word he said. I knew he spoke for me and millions of conservative Americans in the silent majority. And I decided I wanted to follow in Rush's footsteps. So I searched out the man and discovered Rush, molded his career, nurtured his career, Craig Kitchen, the president of Premier Radio at the time. He later became Rush's full-time manager. I called Craig. To my surprise, he agreed to meet me at his Los Angeles offices. And I told him that day that my goal was to switch careers and become the next Rush Limbaugh. That was 1998. And by the way, he gave me a lot of encouragement and said, you can be the next Rush. That was 1998. And it took me a decade to make a full-time career change. But in 2008, I entered politics and became the Libertarian vice presidential nominee. The next day, I appeared on Fox News to talk politics, and my life changed. With Rush as my model, I became a nonstop guest on conservative talk radio and Fox News. Soon, I began hosting my own Vegas conservative talk radio show. Within a year, I was nationally syndicated by USA Radio, and then Newsmax TV hired me to host their primetime television show. Next came best-selling books and newspaper columns. All of my words on radio and TV, all of my books, all of my newspaper columns were inspired by Rush Limbaugh and his lifelong campaign to speak for the forgotten middle class and the silent majority. Rush started it all, both the conservative talk industry and my personal journey. Thank you, Rush. You'll never be forgotten. I know this great American patriot is in heaven. God bless Rush and rest in peace. And so that's my my statement that came out today. Now I want to jump actually to my column that's coming out on Sunday, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I think it's the most important thing I've ever written. The title is Meet the New President of the United States, Barack Obama. I've written thousands of columns and commentaries. This is the most important one I've ever written. This is my chance to play the modern-day version of Paul Revere, The commies are coming. The commies are coming. Yes, I'm reporting a communist takeover. But the leader of this attack is not who it appears to be. Republicans, conservatives, and capitalists are sick right about now. We're in shock. We can't believe Trump isn't president. We can't believe Americans voted against the greatest economy perhaps in history, and the greatest job picture ever, and the greatest improvement in middle-class incomes ever. And after the COVID lockdown and economic collapse, Trump produced the greatest economic comeback ever. Remember 33% GDP in Q3, quarter three, 2020? That was the biggest number in history. Who would vote against all that? You'd have to be self-hating and suicidal. We also can't believe America voted for a feeble old man with dementia who mumbles, I don't know what I'm signing, but I'm going to sign these executive orders. And who says there was no vaccine before I became president, even though he got his two vaccine shots before he became president. We all believe the election was rigged and stolen. We all know the feeble old man now called president would be more at home in an assisted living home than the White House. That man can't be our new president. I have news for my fellow conservatives, Republicans, capitalists, and patriots. Biden's not president. He's a puppet. Yes, we have a new president, but his name is Barack Obama. He's the old president. Admit it. Now that I've said it out loud, it all makes sense. Obama is the real president, back for his third term to finish the job. Biden's job was to stand there and look moderate and credible and reasonable so as not to scare the voters. But Biden isn't the real president. Obama is the man with the power. Look at the radical executive orders, the most in history, and they all sound like Obama wrote them. This third term is Obama unmasked. With Obama as the front man, Obama can finally be himself. Excuse me, with Biden as the front man, Obama can finally be himself. Obama is able to do all the radical things he never dared do as actual president. Now Obama can unleash the full Monty. Now he gets to be the real Obama. Biden is the front guy making the moves while Obama stands in the shadows pulling the strings. With Biden providing the cover, Obama can throw caution to the wind. Look at the executive orders and new laws and policies proposed. Open borders. No more wall. Everyone gets in during a pandemic with no testing for COVID. Illegal alien felons must be released from jail. Halt to deportations. Full legalization for millions of alien lawbreakers. Include illegal aliens in the U.S. Census. Once in the country, give them the right to bring all their relatives in, too, with no requirement for education skills or background checks. Ban the use of the word illegal alien. Folks, this isn't Biden talking. This insanity is 100% Obama. Make every action and economic policy about racism, social justice, and racial equity. Even climate change is about racism. Folks, this insanity is 100% Obama. Restart the Iran nuclear treaty. Give murdering mullahs everything they ever dreamed of and then some. Endanger our best friend Israel's existence and get absolutely nothing in return. And for good measure, wait over a month to call Israel's prime minister so the whole world knows we no longer have Israel's back. Folks, this insanity is 100% Obama. Kill the lucrative U.S. energy industry and make us dependent on foreign oil from our enemies again. Kill the Keystone Pipeline. Kill oil, coal, natural gas, fracking, even permits for drilling. Re-enter the Paris Climate Agreement that kills all our jobs while allowing China to pollute all at once. This will decimate our economy, kill millions of high-paying fossil fuel jobs, and make us dependent on the same kind of green energy that just caused the meltdown in Texas. Folks, this is insanity. It's 100% Obama. Ban the use of the term China virus. End the trade war with China. Give China access to the U.S. energy grid. Folks, this insanity is 100% Obama. Even the players in Biden's cabinet and staff are all Obama retreads. Trust me, I'm Obama's college classmate. I know how he thinks. I understand his plan. This has Obama's fingerprints all over it. This is the Cloward-Piven plan we learned at Columbia University almost 40 years ago. This isn't Biden. This is the third term of Obama. In his first two terms, Obama tried his best to destroy the economy, high-paying jobs, health care, the U.S. energy industry, the great American middle class, our relationship with Israel, American exceptionalism, and capitalism itself. He damaged us badly, but he fell short. Now Obama's back to finish the job. This is my commentary that I think is the most important one I've ever written. Meet the new president of the United States, Barack Obama. And it'll be out in newspapers around the country this weekend through Creator Syndicate. And sure enough, just as I write it, here it is, just backing up what I'm saying. Illegal alien change to non-citizen in newly introduced bill. Biden administration urges more inclusive immigration terms. Days after the Biden administration urged officials to use more inclusive terms for illegal immigrants, such as replace the word alien with non-citizen, House and Senate Democrats have introduced a bill which would, along with a pathway to citizenship for non-citizens, codify the wording changes into law. In a Tuesday email sent to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service officials reported by Axios, Acting Director Tracy Renaud encouraged the more inclusive language in the agency's outreach efforts, internal documents, and an overall communication with partners and the general public. Other changes in the email include using undocumented non-citizen or undocumented individual versus illegal alien, and integration or civic integration instead of assimilation. According to the email, the term alien still needs to be used when citing a statute or regulation or certain immigration forms referring to someone not born in the United States or certain U.S. territories. Meanwhile, on Thursday morning, Biden's Democratic allies in Capitol Hill introduced the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021, the centerpiece of which is an 8-year path to citizenship for most of the illegal immigrants living in the United States as of January 1st. The bill would officially change alien to non-citizen. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Everything I ever said would happen has come to pass. Everything. Everything. And by the way, just as I mentioned in my column, here's another headline. Biden administration says it is ready for negotiations with Iran. I told you all of this. Who would do that? It's insanity. The Iran treaty is insanity. It's suicide. It's a suicide pact. Give a country of mass murdering mullahs everything they want and ask for nothing in return while they absolutely do get nuclear atomic weapons. Idiotic. But not if you hate the United States. And it's not Biden who hates the United States. It's Obama. He's the president. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Now is a great time to
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root's on fire. By the way, Trump Rules is my new book. It was number one in 12 categories at Amazon in November and December. And then they took away Parler from me, 96,000 fans gone. Then they took away Twitter, banned me, 153,000 fans gone. Those are the two ways I promoted the book and got it out there and made sure my book was always number one. As soon as they took both of them away, guess what? The book dropped like an anchor. So it's no longer number one. It's no longer on the radar screen. But Parler came back today, and I've got 95,000 fans. How cool is that? Not 96, but who's going to quibble over 1,000? And I'm going to be back to promoting the book again, and hopefully we'll get it right back into the higher levels of bestsellers at Amazon. But this is how they try and beat you, defeat you. This is it, right? That was their goal. They don't want you to have any platform, any tools that would allow you to, A, get your message out, B, make any money, get any fame, get a bestseller list. They don't want that. Only liberals are allowed to promote their books and get a bestseller. So that's how they finally cut me off of the knees after I surprised everyone. And even after Trump theoretically lost, my book was the number one bestseller. Everyone was excited about it. Everybody was buying it. Suddenly they stopped buying it when I could no longer promote it to my fans. That's how they beat you. So let's get it right back to number one, Trump Rules. By the way, this book will change your life, not political. It's the winner's guide to business and personal success. It is the Trump Rules and Tools of Mega Success and Wealth from the greatest warrior and winner in history, Donald J. Trump. And it shows you how I use them in my life to create success, massive success. This son of a butcher has gone where I've gone because of the Trump Rules, top 10. And then I think there's 20-something backup rules, too. So there's like 30 rules in this book, but 10 really strong ones. When you see them, you'll go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trump rules at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc., etc. So here's that story. Biden administration admits it's ready for negotiations with Iran. The Biden administration said Thursday evening it's ready to begin conducting diplomacy with Iran, an announcement that has rankled Iran hawks in and out of Congress, who see the new White House as rushing into talks with a regime that continues to sponsor terror attacks against U.S. forces and build its nuclear weapons program. Again, you know, what did I just tell you? This is Obama, not Biden. Not that I like Biden, not that I think Biden's great. I think Biden's a traitor who's been bribed by China and who's owned by China and was probably blackmailed by China over his son's sex tapes with underage girls in China. But I'll say allegedly, my opinion, even though I heard from people who watched the actual laptop exactly what was on there. But it's still Obama. His fingerprints are all over it. This was Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. And Obama's the one who wants to always do business with Iran. And who's his number one advisor who pulls Obama's strings while Obama's pulling Biden's strings? It's Valerie Jarrett, who was born in Iran. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the Free Beacon, European nations wanted to appease the Iranian theocracy for my entire time as Secretary of State. We refused. The Ayatollah understands only strength. I led a response to the Iranian threat that protected the American people from its terror and supported the Jewish state of Israel. Adopting the European Union model of accommodation will guarantee Iran a path to a nuclear arsenal. Michael McCaul, congressman, Republican congressman, lead Republican on House Foreign Affairs Committee, said he's concerned the Biden administration is already making concessions in an apparent attempt to re-enter the flawed Iran deal. It's really scary. Iran is breaching the deal every day in increasingly aggressive ways. It has stockpiled large amounts of highly enriched uranium, installed advanced nuclear centrifuges, and is on pace to further restrict access to its nuclear sites, preventing the International Atomic Energy Agency from performing any kind of oversight. So what did you get out of the deal? What did the United States get out of the deal? The answer is nothing. Sergeant Schultz of Hogan's Heroes would say, nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I say nothing. Nothing. We got nothing out of it. How about Biden's speech in Michigan? Disaster. Disaster. He was in Portage, Michigan on Friday today to tour a Pfizer plant. He repeated his favorite new lie. There was no COVID vaccine when he got into office. Thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, a COVID vaccine was ready to be distributed by October, November. The Biden administration inherited Trump's vaccination program, already meeting their target of 100 million shots in 100 days. Biden actually got vaccinated twice before he sworn into office. And now he says there was no vaccination distribution before I got here. At one point, Joe Biden went off script and claimed his deceased mother even said Trump failed to order enough vaccines. As my mother would say, failed to order enough vaccines, failed to mobilize the effort to administrate the shots. But his mother's dead. Wow. Joe Biden, brain dead, just as I said in my column.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he may go to Texas next week, but he doesn't want to be a burden as the state recovers from a week of extreme cold.
I had planned on being in Texas in the middle of next week, but what I don't want to be is a burden.
Biden saying they are preparing to issue their second disaster declaration for Texas.
I talked with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, the administrator. This afternoon, I'm going to ask him to accelerate our response and request for, quote, it's a different declaration, a major disaster declaration.
NASA officials are releasing new photos of the rover Perseverance landing on Mars. The agency releasing the first color photo of the Martian surface, along with a satellite photo of the rover parachuting down to the surface and a photo of the rover just feet before touchdown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. By the way, this just in, Arizona sheriff sees five-fold increase in illegal border crossings. Shocker? No. Surprise? No. How can you not understand that even people in foreign countries had their fingers crossed and were praying to God, praying on their rosary beads, that Biden would be elected president? I'm sure the Mexican drug cartel was paying for Biden to be elected president. China and the Mexican drug cartel scored so big when Biden was elected. It was just a big win for illegal aliens everywhere and for the Mexican drug cartel who controls the border. And that will now push more people, more drugs, more young sex crime victims across the border. And China, which won big time, huge. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I've ever made. An alternative to health insurance. It is Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. No contracts, no network. You choose any doctor or hospitals you want. And talk about credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. $1.2 billion. Second, my personal experience matters. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. This is my sixth year. Could you use an extra $100,000? Find out more about your health sharing options. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. My guest is with us, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm very well. I'm good to be on with you, and I'm sorry about the challenges you guys have been facing lately down in Texas.
Not only the challenges in Texas, but also I got banned from Twitter 10 days ago for life. Permanent ban from Twitter because I dared to question the election.
Yeah.
No shocker, right?
Well, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for that to happen to me. I'm out there poking at them every day. So we'll see. I'm, you know, God bless you. But I'm sorry that it happened because Gina Carano was knocked out. My goodness, the guy from The Bachelor, for goodness sake. I mean, Mr. Milquetoast says one thing about counterculture, and he's got, it's like, what is up with these people? I mean, Chris Harrison, I mean, that guy's like, are you kidding me? That's like banning Marcus Welby, MD, for God's sake, you know?
I mean, well, it's not even that. It's not even that, Tony. He didn't say anything. I looked at every word of what he said. Did you hear his apology? Yeah. It was the most pathetic thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, beta boys, you know. So, what are you going to do?
All right, let's talk about China and Biden. I just you weren't here, of course, but I just gave my commentary that's coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated through Creator Syndicate, and it's called "Meet the New President in the White House, Barack Obama." You know, I really do believe Biden's a puppet. He's a puppet of China. He's a puppet of Obama. He's a puppet of Valerie Jarrett. He's a puppet of George Soros. And everything that bad that ever happened under Obama is back again, and the economy's dying, and jobs are dying just like under Obama, and we're opening the borders just like under Obama. It's Obama part three, and communist China basically owns our country now, in my opinion. What are your thoughts?
So to extrapolate on your framework, first off, I don't think Biden at this point in his life actually could put together his own cohesive thoughts on any given policy. I just don't think he's there. I think he was a straw man that was created for purposes of getting Obama back in. That's what it is. I mean, if you look at the folks he's brought in really are Obama folks. Even his spokesman is an Obama hand. So this is really Obama. And I think it's interesting. You know, all these executive orders, those are meant to be a direct answer to Trump, to poke at Trump from Obama. Joe Biden, again, I just don't think he's smart enough to actually, and I think it even he was caught on an open mic saying, I don't even know what I'm signing, which is true.
Right.
So that's the first thing. Secondly, what they're doing right now, the White House and the third term of Obama, is paying off those who they owe. The blocking of the XL pipeline pays off two big organizations. First, Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett owns BNSF, big train train corporation. If you don't have a pipeline, it goes by train. So Warren Buffett profits. Secondly, if you don't have as much oil going through the pipeline, where does it go? Well, it goes to China. So China benefits from the XL pipeline being canceled as well. Always look at who benefits. And you know this, Wayne. I mean,
right.
Look at who's benefiting from all these actions. And so the next thing, obviously, is weakening the military. I know General Austin. I served with him in combat, and I'm appalled at some of the actions he's taken. This whole thing of standing down to find white supremacists.
Racism.
It's like, that's the ultimate form of what we call in the business confirmation biased. It's there. Let's go look for it. No. The process is to investigate, to establish a predicate, to figure out if it's there or not. And I served over 30 and a half years in the military. The DOD was the fairest, most racist place to be because everybody was treated the same way. If you're Army, you're green. If you're Navy, you're blue. And the idea now that you're coming in to find something that doesn't exist is literally a witch hunt. Who benefits? By weakened military searching internally for these phantoms? The Chinese. So, border, you mentioned the border. Who benefits? Well, you know, all the cartels, all these businesses, you got this weird alliance between the Chamber of Commerce and the left for illegal aliens because big business benefits from cheap labor. Trump stabilized the jobs market, the labor market, the actual money that people make for an hour worked. He increased that for Americans because he stopped all the illegal labor, all the illegal aliens coming through. At least slowed it down a lot. That's coming back. It's being reopened. So, Wayne, what you see literally is a series of policies which have gone about almost instantly ending blue-collar, good-paying blue-collar jobs, giving advantage to China both short-term, long-term, and doing everything he can to essentially put the American people back on this path of malaise. And that's what I see so far.
Right. And why would somebody want that, right? The answer is you must hate America, and you must want to destroy America, and you must be on the side of the Muslim extremists. You must be on the side of China. You must be on the side of the Mexican drug cartels, or they all give you money. It's one or all of the above.
Right.
And I think all of it, you know, some of it applies to Biden, the whole China thing. I think he's bought and paid for and owned by China. But almost everything else has Obama's fingerprints all over it. Do you agree with me that Obama's fingerprints are behind all of this? I think Biden's mostly a puppet, and Obama's back for a third term.
Well, that bizarre CNN town hall where Joe Biden essentially endorsed genocide, I'm shocked. I know he's not bright, but the idea of calling genocide, of the idea of taking people, putting them in concentration camps and killing them, being a cultural difference, quote unquote, is beyond insane. And I think that's because of this $1.4 billion that Hunter Biden got back when he was vice president. Now, I know there's still investigations of this, Wayne. I don't have a lot of confidence, but I know that there are still ongoing investigations. And the other thing you mentioned is Middle East terror. I've gone on a record on another show and said we're going to see the rise of ISIS. President Trump, I was actually meeting today. I work as a member of law enforcement. I was meeting with my boss in law enforcement, a sheriff down in Stafford County, the sheriff of Stafford County. And we're talking about, I'm his Homeland Security advisor, so I was kind of laying out my concerns that he needs to be looking at to protect his county. And one of the things I did say, I'm just going to tell you, I told him because I'm saying the same thing now, I think we have to be aware of the fact that President Trump had allowed Department of Defense to be very aggressive and quiet about going out and working to eliminate ISIS targets, al-Qaeda targets overseas. We never heard of everything that was going on, nor should we have heard. But the net effect was a diminishing of attacks here. As a matter of fact, when's the last time we actually had an attack here? It's been years. Well, I don't think it's going to last, unfortunately. I don't think President Biden is going to continue to allow the Department of Defense the leeway to go out and do what's necessary to keep foreign extremists, Islamic terror overseas and fight it over there. And one of my concerns is we're going to see a return to the Obama years of where you had so-called lone wolves, which I don't think they were lone wolves, doing attacks here in the United States is something I think we all need to be concerned about.
It was a wonderful 4 years, and I don't know how anybody could have voted to throw him out, and I don't think they did. I always guesstimated, just my own gut. And Tony, you don't know this about me. I was the number one professional gambler, sports gambler in Vegas and in the world, long before I got into politics. And my gut instinct and my predictions are second to none. And my gut was, without knowing any facts, just gut, I thought Trump probably won the election about 80 million to 60 million. And then I watched Mike Lindell's special with all his experts, and they came up with almost the exact same number. You know, around 80 million, 81 million for Trump, 68 million, they said, for Biden. I think Trump won the landslide. I think it's clear. That was my gut. That's all the experts, Mike Lindell, got together, all mathematic experts and geniuses, and they came up with the same number. You know? It's not a Democrat nation. It's not a center-left nation. It's not a left nation. It's not a radical nation. It's a center-right nation. And I think Trump was an easy winner because of the economy. We got cheated so badly. And now the question is, what are we going to do about it as they destroy the country? You know, now that they won, they destroy the country day by day. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President, London Center for Policy Research. Thank you, Tony. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good luck.
All right. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. We'll be right back.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. This is John and Chelsea Jubilee. Women, this message is for you. It's February. What is February? Valentine's Day. What does Valentine's Day represent? Love. Are you tired of looking at your husband and wondering where he went? Your husband may be on the couch eating potato chips and is not the man you married. Well, this month, we have a buy one, get one free special.
That's right, ladies. So can I encourage you? Step up to the plate. That's right. Step up to the plate. Nothing is inspiring to a man as when he sees his wife taking a first step to get herself in great shape and to get healthy. You can get your husband totally medication free and in the best shape of his life. Call us today
at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895, or join us on energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OceanSalmon, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money?
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Parler's back, Parler's back, Parler's back. Wow, I got a great platform to promote my thoughts and spread my wisdom and promote my opinions and promote my books and promote my podcast and let everyone know I'm out there. I got a great platform again. Parler is officially back. They said they were back Monday. They were not. I tried to parlay, as they call it, instead of tweeting at Twitter, you parlay at Parler. I tried to post or parlay at Parler several times a day for the last 5 days in a row and got nowhere. It did not work. Could not do it. Plus, it didn't list that I had any fans. There was nothing really there. Now it's back again, and it's corrected, and it looks great. Looks fantastic. And I've got 95,000 fans, so there's a nice platform again. And they've actually put some things that didn't even exist before. I'm a verified influencer and a Parler affiliate. I didn't even know that existed. I got a couple of badges. I got 3 badges. I never had badges before. It's like being a cop. Thank you, Parler. I'm a cop now. The War Podcast sponsors this segment of the show. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my War Raw Podcast. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts, we'll stand up a cheer for War Raw. I break down the best of the best, like Casey Kasem, a top 10. Casey used to have, of course, the America's Top 40. This is America's Top 10, most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week if you're a conservative. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. Now, I do it every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is 5-day-a-week podcast plus a weekend best of, which is the top 10, America's Top 10 most outrageous, salacious, controversial stories of the week. And that's my weekend edition that I record on Fridays. I did it this morning. And it's available to download anywhere you download podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Some big news stories out there. I told you earlier when we came into the segment with Lieutenant Tony Schaefer, Arizona Sheriff sees fivefold increase in illegal border crossings. Sheriff Mark Danels, Cochise County, Arizona, says high-speed vehicle pursuits of suspected human smugglers and other illegal immigrant-related crimes are becoming more common in Cochise County. Danels tracks illegal border crossings through his extensive hidden trail camera operation along 83 miles of shared border with Mexico. The cameras show 1,200 illegal entries in August 2020. By December, it doubled to 2,500 before August 5th month. That's what scares me about this whole thing, he told the Epoch Times. Though I believe politics has no business in policing, it sure has an effect on the border. President Joe Biden has undone several border security measures that the Trump administration has put into effect, including temporarily suspending deportation of illegal aliens, reversing President Trump's ban on travel from terror-prone countries, halting border wall construction, issuing a sweeping immigration package to Congress that includes amnesty. He's also pledged to bring in 25,000 asylum seekers who are waiting in Mexico for their immigration cases to be adjudicated under Migrant Protection Protocols Program. However, Daniel says the best border efforts we've ever had in the last three decades were over the last couple of years. We had a president who was very tough on the border, and now we've got a president who's going to do just the opposite. Are they rescinding executive orders, he said, because it was Trump who was the author of it, and it's revenge? Or are they rescinding it because it wasn't working? I would question both these thoughts. He's concerned that border sheriffs are going to be sidelined during the Biden administration. He sits on the Homeland Security Advisory Council and was part of Biden's transition team for border issues. He was optimistic after the initial meeting about collaboration and other issues, but he hasn't been included in any conversations about the impact of ending the MPP program, which he sees as one of the most effective policies. We're going into Mexico during a health pandemic and bringing 25,000 over. It doesn't make sense. It's hypocritical. Either we're in the middle of a health pandemic or we're not. Somebody in Washington needs to make that decision. We need to have a secure border. The cartel's the only one smiling right now because they will benefit from this confusion. Right. And that's what I said from day one, that if Biden was elected, I said, the two happiest parties would be Communist China and the Mexican drug cartels. And that's exactly what's happened. Those two groups must be dancing in the aisles. They must be just twirling each other around and high-fiving and clicking their heels. And meanwhile, all the people who say that, you know, all the Republican leaders who say that, you know, we don't have to listen to Trump. Grumpy Mitch McConnell has never smiled in his life. I don't need Trump. Trump's nobody. Trump's nothing. 72%. Of GOP voters say Republican Party should be more like the former President Trump moving forward. Nearly two-thirds of Republican voters believe the GOP should be more like Trump. New Rasmussen Report survey released Thursday. The Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders like Senator Mitch McConnell at the helm, Trump said in a statement. While McConnell did not vote to convict Trump, he placed blame on the president in a speech. His favorability stands at 18%. Wow. Republican Party wants to be more like Trump, wants their candidates to be more like Trump. They ask the question, as the Republican Party reorganizes going forward, should it be more like former President Trump or more like the average GOP member of Congress? Across the board, they said the party should be more like former President Trump. Among Republicans specifically, 72% said the party should be more like Trump compared to 20% who said it should be more like a GOP party member of Congress. And a plurality of voters unaffiliated with either major party also indicated the GOP should be more like Trump moving forward, 44% to 39%. Wow. Big numbers. It's the party of Trump and Root.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Come.